God is good. Thank you, praise and worship team. Awesome, awesome, wonderful Spirit of God in this place. We want to thank the Lord how they use the tremendous band to lead us into worship and to praise and worship this morning. So thank you, Brother Alaric and team, for doing so, for being sensitive to the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit. If it's your first time you're here with us, welcome to New Hope Christian Assembly. It's nice to see you all here. And I just pray that you already enjoyed the presence of God and you're going to continue enjoying the presence of God when we hear from the Word of God. So once again, welcome to New Hope Christian Assembly. If you're online and you're far away, I know some people are listening and some people even from Montreal, from Trinidad, and from probably some from Jamaica, or from the States, they're watching online. Welcome. And I just pray that when you watch and when you just get into the worship with the team, I just pray that you open your hearts and to receive for what God has in store for you. So once again, welcome everyone for you to be here for the first time. It's nice to see you smiling. Remember one thing, you have not come here. It's not by chance. It is not by coincidence. It is God's divine plan that you are here today. And if God has a divine plan for your life, He also has a plan for us this morning, and He wants to speak to every heart, including myself. Last week, we had a wonderful message from God, and Pastor Alan shared, don't look back, but look forward. Don't look back and look forward and seek greater things and seek the face of God. And we just were encouraged to hear from what God had, the way He used Pastor Alan and sharing from God's Word. And as we've said in the past, I've said this in the past, I do have a burden for New Hope Christian Assembly, and Pastor Alan just started and he put the plateau for me, the foundation. It is, I want to bring out with you the hunger for God. As Brother Alaric shared it a couple of times this morning, I was leading that hunger and thirst for the Almighty God. So we didn't look back, but look for hunger for God. And when we look for hunger for His presence, for His Spirit, great things happen in our life. Great things happen around us. Hunger for God brings revival. Hunger for God brings young people to know Jesus Christ as the personal Savior. Nothing is going to happen if you don't have hunger for God. And I want to encourage you with that this morning. Hunger and thirst for God. We're going to look at that this morning in John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38. While you go there to your scriptures, I want you to take a moment and look at your bulletin. In front of the bulletin, you'll see a, sometimes it might be very small and black and white, you might have a hard time. But here it says, each one, reach one. That is our logo, you want to call it, our theme for the whole year 2017. Each one, reach one. It is as simple as it sounds. If each one of you will bring one person to Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, or even invite them to a service, this place will be packed and you will need to extend this place. It is that simple. One person brings someone to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Isn't that simple? Is it hard to do? Come on, Lord. Is it hard to do, to bring one person? How come it's so easy to invite someone to a restaurant or a baseball game or a hockey game, and we have a hard time inviting someone to the kingdom of God? We have a hard time inviting someone to church. And that's where you're going to find revival. That's where you're going to find blessings. That's where you're going to find answers, prayers that people are searching. That's where you're going to find that the void that someone's heart is having in this life, that God will just fill that heart and fill that void. It's right here. And when gathering of the people get together, it's not just the building itself I'm talking about here, is when the people get together and worship the one true God. Now, is it hard to bring one to church? And that is our challenge for 2017. Each one, reach one. And I'm not going to be here with the absent or just saying, oh, sister so-and-so did not do this. Or brother so-and-so did not bring anybody. I won't do that. I'm not here. I'm not a Sunday school teacher or something like that. Or not a Sunday school teacher. A teacher, a high school teacher or something like that. Take the presents. No, I won't do that. But it's just a challenge to every single one of you and myself to invite at least someone to the kingdom of God. To invite someone to church that they can experience the love, the joy, the hope, and the peace that you and I have experienced this morning. Amen? So hunger and thirst for God. I have a hard time hearing myself. I'm a little bit deaf this morning because I'm having like little cold. So if I just start yelling or start speaking loud, you know, just be encouraged. I'm just excited. That's all I can tell you. Hunger and thirst for God. That's my title this morning. John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38 is a well-known verse that you and I have read it on many occasions. It's the promise of the Holy Spirit. Now, on the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone is thirsty, he should come to me and drink. The one who believes in me, as the scriptures has said, will have streams of living water flow from deep within him." So this morning, I'd like to bring to your attention one of the foundation principles of hunger for God. It's foundational because this kingdom principle is from which all of other kingdom advancement takes place. Hunger and thirst for hunger and thirst is a natural expression of the basic human desire, as we need food and water to survive. You and I need to eat, you and I need to drink to survive today. On the clear indicators, if something is wrong with us physically, it's because if we don't have this hunger and we're not there, we're lying in a hospital bed or we're home and we don't have any food, we're not have a desire or a craving for food or a craving for water, something is wrong with us in a natural sense. Is that right? And it's the same thing in a spiritual sense. If you don't have that hunger for God and that thirst for the Holy Spirit, there's something wrong with your spiritual life. You and I must have this hunger for God every single day of our lives. The way we eat every day, the way we drink every day, it must come regular in our lives. We must be hungry for God. We must be hungry and thirsty for the Holy Spirit to survive in this world, to survive our walk with Christ. We definitely need to go for that hunger for God. And without that appetite, you and I have nothing. We are lost. And you could walk around in the hospital beds and you see hundreds of people who don't eat anymore, who don't drink anymore. Something is wrong with their bodies. And this morning, I want to share with you, I want to encourage you, that hunger for God. And when you and I have hunger for God, that Holy Spirit will flow right within our lives and going outside, and it will just impact the people around us. To hunger and thirst for God is the very root of our being. It's the way God has made us. If you have hunger for God, you are growing. If you don't have hunger for God, you are not growing in your spiritual walk. And I will say that if you do not have hunger for God, you are not growing spiritually. And I can tell you, and I will say it this morning, you can be a Sunday school teacher, you can be a pastor, you can be even a deacon. If you don't have hunger for God, you have a weak spiritual walk with Christ. You can be serving in a church and you miss out the presence of God. You need that hunger within our lives, within our souls, that appetite, that craving. Is when you smell that fried chicken, you don't care where you're at, even if you ate 10 times that day. When you smell something, something opens up and says, that smells good. Even if you ate 10 times. But that appetite just opens up and that smells good. And that's the same thing that you and I must do in a spiritual walk with Christ. When you taste the presence of God, don't just stop there. Continue again and you eat again by the presence of God. And you put yourself there and say, I'm hungry for you, Lord. Your appetite must open. So, wow. So if you're not growing spiritually, you're not growing. If you're not growing spiritually because you don't have the hunger for God. And it's sad because I see in the churches, People are there, can be there for 10 years and 20 years and still missing out the presence of God because they lost that appetite for God, that hunger for Him. So this morning, that's what I want to encourage you with. You can be a brand new Christian and have a hunger for God. You can be here 60 years old and have hunger for God. You can be raised in a church for many years and not have hunger for God. You can be here for the first time and you're going to have hunger for God. Where there is no hunger for the presence of the Lord, it is an indicator that something is wrong spiritually. So Jesus stood up, and you can see in this verse, He stood up. Jerusalem is a packed place. Lots of people right there, Jewish people, know how to celebrate and how to feast well. The atmosphere was charged. The atmosphere was charged with energy in that place. And Jesus stood up in a loud voice, not in a silent voice, but in a loud voice, said, "If anyone is thirsty..." He didn't be selective and say, "Are you thirsty, sister?" He said, "If anyone is thirsty, what we must do? Come to me and drink." If you are hungry for God. Now, when you look at this verse, they had this feast for 7 days. They must have a lot of food and a lot of drinking right there in that time. And now Jesus calls out in a loud voice, if you're thirsty. Is anyone thirsty? He didn't say it quiet. He said in a loud voice, "Is anyone thirsty? Come to me." What do you think the people might be thinking? We just finished eating. But I can tell you, if Jesus spoke to New Hope Christian Assembly about that and they just finished eating their chicken fried rice and God would just say, "If anyone's hungry, come to me," I think all of this church would run there. Because our appetite just opens up for more food, huh? But here's a spiritual sense with God. People didn't understand. Jesus was trying to give a principle, kingdom principle here. If you're thirsty, come to me. Now, verse 7, if we look at it, verse 37, on the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone is thirsty." Isn't that simple? Now, if you were in that shoe, in that place there, the 7 days of the feast, wouldn't you be something? What is he trying to say? We're filled. Well, you know, when I look at this and I say, in a spiritual sense, if the Lord has filled me with the presence of God and with the Holy Spirit today, He's telling me to take it again. You need more of Him every single day of your life. If you received the presence of God yesterday, don't stop. Seek it again today. And seek it again tomorrow. And seek it again next week. You need to eat and be in the presence of God daily so you and I can succeed. Now, there are people around the world that you and I spend their desire when they're hungry. They're looking at the wrong places to fill their bellies. So the drug addict is hungry for the wrong thing. The alcoholic is hungry for the wrong thing. The workaholic is hungry for the wrong thing. And at times, Christians are hungry for the wrong things. And when that wrong thing will come in, you will lose that appetite for serving the Lord and for loving and being in the presence of God. When something else has mastered your life, when you're hungry for drugs, when you're hungry for a workaholic, when you're hungry for something else that is mastering your life, it will just push aside the hunger for God. It would overtake it, overpower that. So you and I must be always on our tippy toes and say, "I am hungry for you, Lord. I'm hungry for your presence, Lord." Man, there's people out there in this world, they're searching and they're going to newspapers and the horoscope and they're looking all this. They think that's going to fill up their belly. It's not going to fill up their belly. It's just going to bring confusion. But when you have this hunger for God, He will fill your life with the Holy Spirit. And that's when you're going to find the love, the joy, the peace, and the comfort, the direction, the guidance, and so forth. Hunger for God. I love the fact that Jesus did not select any people here. He offered water. There was no preferences. And there's no preferences this morning here. You can be from the front to the back to the side. And you can be any. You can be rich or poor. And you can be Italian or not. You can be Japanese or not. You can be anything. You can be anybody. God is not selecting. Jesus is not selecting on people. He says, if anyone is thirsty, just come to me. And I'm here, 2017. I want more of the presence of God. I want more of Him. I want more of the Holy Spirit in my life. Because as the days are passing, the day of the Lord's return is getting closer and closer. And I want to be there in the presence of God all my days of my life. Wow. Is this a Pentecostal church or what? Don't you want more of the presence of God? Isn't it beautiful when we get together? Remember, it's not about the emotions. It's about that deep relationship with our Lord and Savior. It is nice to dance and to flip and to do whatever it is. It's beautiful, and I love that, because we can see when Paul and Silas were singing and praising hymns to the Lord, prison doors flew open. And I believe in that. I believe in praise. I believe in worship. But there's time that you and I need to spend quality time with the Lord and be in the presence of God, in that hunger, in that thirst for Him. You know, once we are all okay, we don't search for God. Once we're on that hospital bed, Lord, I need you. I need you more than yesterday. I need you more than words can. And we start singing because you want Him, because you know your life is right close to death. We must be prepared now. So when the day comes and you and I will be in that hospital bed, we can start changing our prayers and start praying for our family members. Pastor Fred, I'm going to talk about Fred Wilton here for a minute, but Pastor Fred, I've just heard this message about this, and he says, just imagine, under this church right here, there is a natural gas supply, and we own the mineral rights. It's a story. It's not true. We don't... Just imagine it brings in $1 million a week. Man, everybody would be happy, huh? $1 million a week? We'd be rich. But I have a better announcement than that. We can be better than earning $1 million a week. They discovered a massive deposit of natural gas underneath the surface right here. And I'm announcing something else to that. Jesus Christ has discovered in you hunger for Him. And if He does it today, it identifies and discovers if you're hungry for Him. And that will do more than Edmonton than $1 million a week. I believe some churches in Alberta, in Quebec, in Canada itself, people in the church want to bring, are discipling people of church. They're not discipling people who wants more of the presence of God, but they're making churched people. We're making people that come in to sit in a pew and give their tidings. But if you and I, something else is even better than that. We must develop and we must teach people to be in the presence of God. And to seek God daily of their life. Are you hungry for God? He did not say come to religion. He did not say, what did He say? Cry it out. If anyone is thirsty, he should come to me. He did not say come to religion. He did not say come to a church. He said come to me. That's where you're going to find the presence of God. That's where you're going to find the Holy Spirit moving. I don't want to make people churched. We want to make people who hungry for the presence of God, that the moment we get up here, we don't have to say, come on, church, let's sing or let's worship. No, it just must come automatically in seeking the face of God, because you have that hunger within your heart, within that soul. You want more of Him. Great revivals happen when the people of God are hungry for Him. And I know 2017, great things will happen. Breakthroughs would happen in this church. You might be saying, oh, it's not possible in my house. Don't ever underestimate the power of God. Do you want to see a breakthrough in your family? Be hungry for God. You want to see a breakthrough in your marriage? Be hungry for God. You want to see children coming to know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior? Be hungry for God. You want a better marriage? Be hungry for God. We have enough rich people in this world in Edmonton, and we don't need that anymore. We need to be rich in the Lord. Now, I know it's a little bit powerful when I say that the churches in Alberta are in trouble. The churches in Alberta are making people being churched. It's pretty powerful when I say that, because I'm trying to put all the churches together, but Lord, forgive me if I'm saying that. But we don't want to be people of churched or of custom to come week after week or religious spirit. No. Lord, more of your presence, more of you. And I look around, and you all have looked around, and you've seen the lighting and the shows. It looks nice for people that want to draw them to get inside the church. But really, when that show and that light is gone, did you really experience the presence of God? That comes secondary for me. First is, let's seek the presence of God. Let's be hungry for the presence of God. Those things will come after. You're not going to get a smoke show. You're going to get the Holy Spirit working in your life. That's the beauty of it. And I'm not here to judge any other church here itself, but I'm here to just to share from my heart. I'm here to share from my heart. And that is my burden for 2017 for New Hope Christian Assembly, that every single one of you from a year old to 70 years old to 100 years old hunger for God. Together as we go, hunger for God. It's like when you smell that chicken, you run. It's the same thing when you smell the presence of God. You run and you say, I want more of you, Lord. I want more of you in my life, Lord. So Jesus, he calls out, is anyone thirsty? And that's what he tells us. Are you thirsty this morning? Are you hungry for me this morning? If you are, he's going to come. And when he comes, ooh, breakthroughs happen. Because God's moving. Amen? Hunger for God. Psalm 63. King David recognized hunger for God. He says, God, you are my God. I urgently seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints for you in a land that is dry, desolated, without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. Look at that. I eagerly seek you. I long for you, Lord. I thirst for you. I have a strong, eager desire, a craving for more of you, Lord, in my life. Even Paul recognized hunger for God. I want to know Christ. I want to run that race. Now is all that is because of the gospel, so that I may become a partner in his benefits. That's in 1 Corinthians 9, 23-24. Do you know that the runners in the stadium all race, but only one received the prize? Run in such a way to win that prize. You search my face. You search me, God. And when you search God, you run like never before. You don't stop. You don't quit. You run, and you know that race, and you know you're going to end that race. You're going to have a crown, and the crown of what? I remember years ago when I was in high school. Don't take this, it's just an illustration, okay, please? There were like 300 students had to run that race. I don't know if everybody had that race there in high school that you wanted to win that medal. And I was there, I said, I'm going to win. And I'm running that race, and I'm seeing, I'm getting behind and behind. I says, oh man, I'm losing here. What am I going to do? So I cheated. I went around, and I went through the forest and just to cut everybody in front because I wanted to be in the front row. I wanted to win that race. And at the end, they caught me cheating. And I didn't win that race. We don't do that way, okay? We run. We run in such a way. You don't look back. But you run and say, I'm going to run that race because I know I'm going to get that prize. Don't you quit. And the only way you're going to get that prize is when you're hungry for God. You know our stomachs. do a lot of things. Hey, Ulrich, you know, when you're hungry, Ulrich, I can see Ulrich there beside that chicken. And he's the heat, doesn't care who's beside him. He just wants to eat because his appetite has just grown. His appetite has just opened. He says, I am hungry. I don't care. He leaves Shanik aside. It's the same sense. We must have that appetite for God. Don't you worry about the person beside you. When you're hungry, you don't care who's beside you. You're just going to seek the face of God. You can look funny. Once in a while, I look at the pictures that my son Michael takes in the church, and I have some faces when I'm preaching. I go, I don't care. And I can see your faces too, don't worry. And it's funny. See one? Wow, pretty good. But that you're in the presence. You don't care. He's just there in the presence of God because you want more of Him. More of Him every day of our life. Oh, Lord. And there's even Peter. 1 Peter 2:2, he says he recognized his hunger for God, longing for spiritual milk, and grew up into Him. In John, even Jesus and the woman at 12, Jesus said it in John 4, 13-14, says, if anyone who drinks from this water will get thirsty again, but whoever drinks from the water that I will give him will never get thirsty again. I don't want to be thirsty. I don't want to dry up, like I use this expression, dry up like a fig. You know a fig? You understand what's a fig? Oh, Lord. Are we in Canada? A fig. How do you say? What kind of word is that? Is there another word? A dry fig. You know, it's like a prune or something like that. I don't want to be like that. Be ripe, strong. Getting to the presence of God and the Holy Spirit just comes within our lives. You know, someone told me when I just became a Christian, I used to sing, I used to shout, I used to be excited. And we used to have this couple, I don't know if I told you, we have this couple right in front of me. And every time I used to sing and worship the Lord and jump, like they make me feel uncomfortable. So they used to move a couple of chairs ahead, so I used to move a couple of chairs behind them. I didn't care. Because I wanted more of Him. And it bothered because I was singing, maybe I was singing bad, but it's okay. But I was loving the Lord. I wanted more of Him. Do you remember that first time when you accepted Jesus Christ? You didn't care, Sister Eleanor. You didn't care about it. You pushed that chair aside. You didn't care who was beside you because you worshiped the Lord. And it seems that as we get older and older, sometimes we have a harder time because they're looking at me. So what if they're looking at you? Worship the Lord and seek His face. And you will see greater things that will happen. I want to see breakthroughs. I want to see marriages restored. I want to see young people loving God. And it's only done when we have that hunger for Him. You know, I want to share this, and I just want to go off a bit my notes for a moment. There's a sister in Christ, sister within our church. I was praying that God would just speak to me and direct me through the scriptures and direct me through even people. God uses people to speak, and through preachers. God has His ways to speak, to get His word across. And the sister in Christ, in-house here, and I was waiting for a confirmation from God. And she texted me this and says that she had an interesting dream about New Hope. You know, sometimes you might say, oh, you might have thought of a New Hope, Newer Home, and the last thing you thought before going to bed. You know, you ever hear that? But she confirmed to me, I wasn't even thinking about New Hope in a couple of occasions. I wasn't thinking, so she writes this and says, she's seen everyone was singing, Let It Rain, open the floodgates of heaven, and all of a sudden, a tree from the center of the church, just pour up, and says, it was amongst the people, and water started coming up through the trunk, and rain started pouring out of the branches, and people were saturated, being wet. This, for me, I take it as a word of encouragement, a prophecy we can call it, but the only way that God will send His Spirit, and He's ready and willing to do it, is once He sees the hunger for Him. And when we see that hunger for Him, New Hope Christian Assembly, you will see things that you and I have never seen. God is ready to pour out His Spirit. And it's not because of me or him or you or you. No. It's because collectively we're seeking the hunger for God. We're seeking for the presence of God. And when we do that, He says, now I'm going to make it rain. And we're going to say, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. This year is the year that breakthroughs will happen in our homes. This is the year that you're having a financial difficulty. God will give you prosperity in that area. This is the year that you're praying for your son or daughter or nephew or niece that is far away from the presence of God. This is the year that they're going to run to the cross. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I believe that. I know one thing, that my mother believed in the power of God. She believed. She stayed there in the presence of God. She believed until God had worked in my life. And I believe, and I will continue to believe, and I will continue to pray until something happens. We should not quit. We should not quit. So, is anyone thirsty? Come to me, Jesus says. Come to me, Jesus says. Not hungry for an answered prayer, but it was important that when you're hungry for God, you want God to answer your prayer, and that's good. But hungry for the presence of God is what I'm looking for and I'm longing for. The presence of God is encountered through the will of God. Do you know that it's impossible to read God's word and miss out of the presence of God? You can be reading your scriptures every day and have no whatsoever idea, because you're missing out of the presence of God. There's scholars out there. There's university students. There are people out there who read the scriptures better than you and I. But missing out of the one and most important thing is the presence of God. The missing out of the most important thing is the Spirit of God. They're reading that book as it's a normal book. But you and I have the book. You and I have the good news. You and I have the Holy Spirit. You and I are within the presence of God. And once we read it, it speaks to us. Even if it's one verse, even if it's one word, whatever it is, it will speak to our hearts when you're hungry for Him. New Hope Christian Assembly, the real issue is not that you come to church this morning. However, did you begin the new year right and begin in the church in seeking the hunger for God? You see, Jesus did not go on the side and whisper to some individuals or to some group and just to the group and say, are you hungry? No. Are you thirsty? No. He went to everywhere. Anyone thirsty? Is anyone thirsty? He says. As we gather together in worship, in prayer, the issue is that we are bringing our hunger as we utilize and responding that hunger will lead us to encounter with Christ. I've said it before, the key to marriage is hunger for God. The key to parenting is hunger for God. The key to church health is hunger for God. We want to see our children, our nieces, our nephews, our friends raising their hands in the sanctuary and having that hunger for God. I can prepare the best sermon, the Sunday school teacher can prepare the best Sunday school lesson, but if we don't have hunger for God, we're losing out of the presence of God. You can be hearing one of the best preachers in the world. You can be hearing from Jesus himself, and you will lose out of the presence of God if you're not hungry for him. I want more of him. More of him in my life. And I want more of him in here. I want more of him in every life in this place. The key to youth ministry is hunger for God. The key to church growth spiritually is hunger for God. I've said it before. You know that one good appetite encourages another. You'll see enjoying someone eating and enjoying them, it would encourage someone else to eat. And when you and I have that encouragement and that hunger for God, it would encourage the others to have hunger for God. Hunger for God. And I remember years ago, years ago, I used to eat 12 to 15 hot dogs all dressed. It's good, huh? Ketchup, mustard, onions, tomatoes, everything inside. We used to have competitions who can eat the most. I had a friend of mine who ate 12 whole chickens. That's a lot of chicken right there. We're bankrupt of chickens. But as the older I get, the less I eat. Isn't that everybody here? Ulrich, not you yet. As the older we get, the less we want to eat. But in the other way, in the spiritual sense, as the more we mature in Christ, the more we want of him. We cannot be satisfied of more of him. Now, many of us have done, in 2017, January 1st, I'm going to be going on a diet. Every year we start that way. I'm going on a diet. It's okay, and I encourage you to go on diets if you have to. But don't go on the spiritual diet. Be hungry more for the presence of God. Hungry more for the presence of God every day of our life. I have a burden for new hope. And my burden that everyone here will have a hunger for God. And the beauty of this text is we all qualify. We all qualify for this hunger for God. You see, it's all open to us. Not in a soft voice. If anyone is thirsty. Come to me. Now I want to show you something. Here we have beautiful display. Oh, beautiful display. Look at this display. We have fine. Yeah, a little bit old. More for wine or whatever it is, you know. But when you look at this, please don't drink wine, but just to tell you. They're all vessels, and when you look at this, everyone is different. Everyone is different shaped, tall, short, chubbier, fancy or not, rich or poor. And Jesus said, if anyone is thirsty, he says, I will fill it, he goes. That's how simple he said he's going to do. He says, I fill. So anybody, I will fill it. And anybody, as long as you what? Open your mouth and come to me. And I will fill it. And he fills it. And he fills it. Isn't it amazing that it never stops after? This will stop, but the Holy Spirit never finishes. It's so simple. He says, if anyone, you can be any of these, fancy or not, richer or poor, sick or not, Italian or Spanish or Japanese or whatever you want to call it, African or not, he's not selective. He just wants us to respond to his call. If you're hungry, if you're thirsty, come to me. And watch me work in your life. Do you believe 2017 is a different year for our church? Only 10 people said out of 60. Do you believe something's going to happen here? We got to believe that. We got to believe it. Remember, it's not about just filling the pews to be people of church. No, we want people serving God and being the presence of God. That the moment Ulrich or another worship leader will come, or myself, we just, let's worship. Right away we worship. We don't have to motivate anybody and start that engine like the Fred Flintstone. No. Right away get into that presence. He says, God, I want more of you today. And when we come with that attitude right away, more of you, Lord. Oh, man. Can I throw something else? Can I throw something else to every one of you? I don't want to step on anybody's toes. Or my son says, Daddy, one time you said, I don't want to touch anybody's toes. No, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. But consistency, commitment, and time is extremely important. If you're expecting for the timing of God to always be right in your life, why don't you come on time? Why can't you come just a little bit on time? And take that 10 minutes before and prepare yourself in the presence of God. It seems that here in Alberta, it takes a long time before people start to come to church. And you're here. And my trick is I used to look at this this little plexiglass, because I used to check their reflection to see if anybody comes in. Like this. I says, what's going on with the people? So I close my eyes, and all of a sudden, after the third song, oh, it's filled up. What happened here? Was there traffic outside? Timing is extremely important. If you're waiting for God to move in your life, He's going to make you wait longer. Timing is extremely important. I encourage New Hope Christian Assembly, this year is a new year. Time, commitment, and consistency. Because Pastor Catherine is going to be sharing from Uganda next week. But the week after, I want to share something about consistency and your giving. You know, some people might say, giving, I'm not coming, I'm going to start Googling another church. Don't worry, the other church is still going to talk about giving. But it's my duty as a pastor to say that. And to speak to you about the Bible. And if you have time, look at John. It speaks about Jesus talking about money all the time. So it is also my duty to speak to you about giving. And I'm not there for that now, okay? But just to let you know, He tells us, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? If you are, just come to me. It must grow within your life, within your soul, within your... That appetite must open. And when it opens, you don't care who's beside you. You're just longing to be in the presence of God. However, today, I remember years ago when I just accepted Christ, my personal Savior. Like I said, I was there in the front, and they used to just look at me all the time. And then every time there was an altar call, whatever altar call it was, I used to just long to be in the presence of God. I used to study the Word of God. I used to be in the face of God. I used to go serve. I used to do everything because I was that, and I wanted more of Him. And I wanted to know more of Him. And I remember a couple of brothers says, don't worry, that's going to go away one day. You're not going to have that hunger for Him no more. It goes ups and downs, and it does go ups and downs. But I was a new Christian, so I didn't know how to defend myself with biblical verses to how to tell this guy to, you know, but I couldn't. But as the years grew, and as I grew spiritually, and I grew more and more in the presence of God, there's many scriptures in the Bible that men and women hungered for God until the day they called them home. We must learn from them that our hunger should not stop of yesterday. The presence of God, if you experienced that yesterday, great, but experience it today. You need more of Jesus. We sing those songs. Are they lies when we sing? And when we say, I need you more, more than you. Are we just singing because to sound good? No. That must be our prayer. I need you more. More than yesterday, I need you more. More than words can say, I need you more. You know that one? And that's our prayer. More than yesterday, Lord. And Jesus, this morning, through his scriptures, he's calling out and says, is anyone thirsty? If there's something within your stomach, within your craving, within your appetite, you says, I need more of him. Stand right now to your feet and says, I want more of him this morning. I want more of him tomorrow. I want more of him next week. I want more of him. Every one of us want more of him. As the band will come forth, and we're going to just sing a beautiful, beautiful little chorus song. Little song together, and let this be your prayer, and believe that God will do something amazing in your life this morning. And as the scripture continues, and it said, then who believes in me, as the scripture said, he will have streams of living water flow from deep within him. He said this about the Spirit. Those who believe in Jesus, we're going to receive the Spirit, for the Spirit has not been received. How many of you want more of the presence of God? More of the Spirit upon your life this morning? Let us all raise our hands before the Lord and says, I surrender this morning to you because I want more of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. Come on, church. More of you, Lord. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Open floodgates of heaven.
How many of you want the presence of the Lord this morning? How many of you want to get saturated by the presence of God? Saturated by the Holy Spirit. Let this be your prayer this morning. Open the floodgates of heaven, Lord, and pour your Spirit.
Let it rain.
We start out this morning like that, Lord.
Let it rain.
Hallelujah. Sing it, church. Sing it, church.
Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain.
Rain.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
Holy Spirit.
Let it rain.
Come on, church. Call upon the name.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
Yes, Lord.
I feel the rain.
Oh, yes.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I feel the rain.
Is that your prayer this morning?
Expectancy. I feel the rain.
Expect great things in Jesus' name.
Feel the rain.
Feel the rain.
In Jesus' name.
I feel the rain.
Oh, hallelujah.
Feel the rain.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I feel the rain.
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 Holy Spirit.
I feel the rain.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Sweet, sweet Jesus. That is our prayer this morning. Let it rain. Let it rain. 2017 is a new chapter for New Hope Christian Assembly. Let it rain, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord. I need more of you, Lord. More of you, Lord.
It's raining.
More of you, Lord.
It's raining.
More of you, Lord.
It is raining.
How desperately you want the Lord this morning.
It's raining.
Are you hungry for His presence this morning?
It's raining.
Call upon His name.
It's raining.
Breakthroughs will happen.
It's raining.
Oh, yes, Lord.
It's raining.
I encourage everyone to bow down and to get yourself on your knees if you have to. If you can't get on your knees, get on your pew, whatever it is. But we're going to sing it again and believe in a mighty God. Holy Spirit, move! Every one of us humble ourselves before you and we sing it, let it rain one more time. And we're depending on you, Holy Spirit.
Let it rain.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Let
oh, rain, Lord. Rain, Holy Spirit.
Open the floodgates.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Open the floodgates of heaven.
Of
heaven.
sing.
Just let it rain, let it rain, God, let it rain. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. It's a open the floodgates of it.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Spirit move. Spirit move. Spirit move. Spirit of God. Oh. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Holy Spirit, move this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ororoko yorobosita. Heat, 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 heat. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Father, we're going to continue searching your face. More of you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. It's time, Lord. It's time, Lord, to part your spirit. We're ready for it, Lord. We want more of you, Lord. more of your Spirit. Father, I pray right now for every family that is in this place, every person, every child of God, from the beginning to, from the front to the back, oh Lord, from the side to side, oh Lord, from the ones who are on the platform, I pray right now, Lord, oh Lord, the Holy Spirit will be with them. Your presence will be with them, oh Lord. That, Lord, every time they pray, every time they raise their voice, every time they lift up their hands to worship you, Lord, every time, oh God, they smile, every time they hear, they give a handshake to someone, Lord, let your Holy Spirit through them, Lord, pour your Spirit in their life and through them, Lord, that would impact, oh God, I pray in Jesus' name. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit this morning, how you visit us, oh God. Father, 2017 is a new chapter for New Hope Christian Assembly, oh Lord. Breakthroughs will happen because, Lord, we're seeking your face. Healings will happen because we're seeking your face, the hunger for you, Lord. Fill us, oh God, with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for your Spirit, your presence. And for everyone that has come here today, Father, maybe some of us, oh Father, maybe some of us in this place might be confused, but Lord, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would just visit that person and not bring any confusion, but bring clarity in their hearts that you are the one who's moving in this place. The Holy Spirit is not spooky. The Holy Spirit is not a God of confusion. It is a God of order. And we know, Lord, that you are working in our lives. And we thank you. We love you. We adore you. And we're expecting great things in these days and months ahead to come, Lord. We want to give you the glory, the honor, and praise in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. May God bless you and have a wonderful Sunday.